For many years, it was a very difficult border, as you know, and through members of the EU and Good Friday Agreement, it essentially became seamless for a lot of us. However, because of the 30 years of violence in Northern Ireland that's built into the border counties, there are deep wounds and deep reservoirs of suspicion and mistrust and hurt that had to be dealt with. With the British government's decision to exit the EU, to Brexit, then that became an issue again. And lots of the very, very sensitive and tricky and painstaking work that people have been doing to make sure that the border remains seamless have come under pressure, because it raised issues of identity again. It's raised issues in terms of the protocol for the unionist community and in terms of the border and the unification of Ireland from a broadly speaking nationalist community. Add to that, COVID also brought it to the fore because of the different implementation of COVID regulations on both sides of the border. For obvious reasons, the border has re-emerged and we have to be mindful of it.
Brexit is going to impact on the future of European funding for projects within Northern Ireland. Is that having a knock-on effect on the International Fund and on the projects that the International Fund is supporting?
As you know, Dawn, the International Fund received very generous support in the EU for quite some time. Our funding is now British and Irish governments with US, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. So it doesn't really impact on us, no significant impact in EU funding or on our projects.